Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network, and welcome to Money and Change with Stu Scheer. I am Michael Bayos, the producer. Anyway, you could come on over to the Trim Radio Network. You can shop, you can listen in. And if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us. It's that simple. Anyway, we broadcast live all over the world, and I want you to know that the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guests, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others, and any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. We expressly deny any and all liabilities. We are not medical professional doctors of any type, so therefore we want you to do your own research. And that song right here that is playing is Price Tag by Jesse J, covered under our BMN Music License 6105-1658. And we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. You can call in, give us your opinion. We'd love to hear from you. And I'll tell you what, we have a lot of fun here, so there's no cussing, no swearing, or anything else. And without further ado, I am going to give you to Stu.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing,
I hope
Stu?
Everything's good in your world. It's pretty good over here in Ohio. Right now, let me look at the temperatures. 48 degrees. And we had a nice, dry, sunny day, which was really great. We had one yesterday, too. And I took a little road trip up to the University of Findlay, up in Findlay, Ohio. And we watched the University of Findlay play two games. One was the girls' game was the first. And they had a schooling by the school up north, we'll call it. And boy, did they get schooled.
Oh, boy.
They lost by 15. However, the University of Findlay guys beat Hillsdale by 15. So it kind of traded off. And that was senior night. It was the last game before tourney. So we had a good trip. And the place, it was hopping. It was hopping. Beautiful. And Hillsdale had a very good crowd that came down from up in Michigan. And, of course, Findlay and Hillsdale College, for some reason, they hit it off really well. And the president of the University of Findlay and Dr. Larry Arn from up at Hillsdale, they've known each other for years. And it's great. They give speaking engagements on each other's campuses. And it's kind of neat. So anyhow, that was our weekend. And then I had to get back and check all the research on the show and decided, gee, I better check it again in case the world came to an end and I wasn't informed. Well, it didn't come to an end, and that's a good thing. So now you get to hear the disclaimer that I have to do. And the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. So now we've covered everything on the show. Time for shout outs. Boy, I'll tell you what, Trim Radio Network, I've just upgraded my camera. And for those of you that are on Facebook, a big howdy. This is a new 4K camera. It's a Nexi Go, and I'm learning how to use it. And it's a trip. There's a lot of settings that I have to mess with. And but the pictures are fantastic. Well, but a big shout out to Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And Michael and I have worked together for quite a while, and we have fun, as do all of the other hosts. Another big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. They have very good schools or colleges within the university, And I'll tell you what, they have bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. One of the biggest things that they have is pharmacy and pre-veterinary. And they also have, you know, other science degrees and things. It's a good school. It's a good school. Good professors, good facilities. And I'll tell you what, the students are just, they're great students. And it's amazing. When I walk into a basketball game at the University of Findlay, I walk in, I don't have to get my wallet out or anything. They just hand me two tickets. I say, okay, see ya. And go in and get my preferred seat, which is all the way at the top of the bleachers and just below the broadcast booth. The best seats in the house. And it's fantastic. So anyhow, I guess they know me, so that's why I get my free tickets, I guess. I don't know. But anyhow, it's a good school. Check them out. University of Findlay, Findlay, Ohio, www.findlay.edu. Also, if you're looking for a school up in Michigan, Hillsdale College is a good place to go. I visited that place, I don't know, probably four or five times. And I like that campus. I love families. I mean, no doubt about it. But Hillsdale College, if you're going to get into, let's put it this way, the State Department, that's where you want to go to school because they teach heavily into the Constitution and Bill of Rights and so forth. I mean, students are something else. And if I could have gone to another school other than the University of Findlay, I would have gone to Hillsdale if I could have afforded it. But anyhow, Hillsdale is a very good, very good school. Big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. And Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens has some really good pens. And he basically builds them. He has the center section, the blanks, and he does the design work and does the production of it. I've been over to his shop, I don't know how many times, and he does a fantastic job. So if you need a presentation pen at your place of work or a college or a university or wherever, or you just want to have a pen made for yourself, check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks on Facebook, and that's RustyDucks Custom Pens and Blanks. The blanks are in the center section. He makes those, and whatever you want, he will gladly make them for you. So check him out. And some of his work has gone to Disney World. It's gone to trade shows in Japan, other trade shows in the United States. He does a fantastic job. Michael and I both have pens from Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens, so check them out. A big shout out to Money and Change, because we're on every Sunday night live right here on the Trim Radio Network at trim.com, okay? Also, big shout out to My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. We do that live. And we talk about just about anything that's out there. And we talk about things that are humorous, that's going on in the world, regional news, all kinds of stuff. So check us out on the My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Also check out Brad and Krista on the Big Family Homestead on YouTube. Great people. They have great shows. They talk about great topics. Also, Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Fantastic people. If you can get on Google Earth, check out Wiggins, Mississippi. They're in Wiggins, actually outside of Wiggins. They have a farm, a 10-acre farm. And they're into doing all kinds of crops, crop rotation, raising animals. They have their bulls and they have their cows that are there. And some of the chickens and all the plants, the high tunnels. I mean, they're talking about some stuff that it kind of interests me, and I think it would interest you if you check them out. Danny Wanda King at the Deep South Homestead. Also, Southern Prepper One, Dave Kobler, talks about boots on the ground, and people send him information about the economy and things that are going on. And sometimes he talks about shortages at different stores. And it could be a big store and there's a shortage, or there are price raises, all kinds of things. And I even got an email from him, and I'm going to read that today on this show. And I've known Dave for quite a while. He's a good guy. Also, Prepper Nurse One, Ed Carswell, down in the state of West Virginia. He's down in West Virginia. He's setting up a whole new setup down there, and he really likes West Virginia. And eventually, he'll get his homestead all set up. Now, remember, I told you guys about Dave Kobler? Well, this is what I got from him. He said, "Hey, Stu, this week, the U.S. government formally declared that Russia has committed crimes against humanity, and they want Putin and several of his government officials brought to justice." And he talks about Norwegian intelligence and so forth, and things you just aren't moving in a positive direction, and that's putting it lightly. And the U.S. was crazy enough to use something twice against the Japanese, and we know what the big boom was. He says, "I don't want you to panic, but I want you to be prepared just in case." And then he says, "Hey, I've got a dozen videos about the big booms preparedness on my channel, so you want to check them out." I talk more about it in this video that he sent me, and he said, "Thank you for being a viewer of this channel and for all your support. I hope this information can help you in some way." And have a great weekend, Dave. So I do get communications from different people, and always keep abreast of the news. There's too much stuff going on, and I can't find the amount on the cleanup in East Palestine, Ohio. I've or Palestine. Down here we call it Palestine, and up in that end of the eastern side of the state, it's Palestine. And I can't imagine the cost. They have to take out all of the dirt around the rails where all this accident occurred about a month ago. And they have to replace the rails, the ties, the ground. It all has to be totally cleaned up. And the EPA is on Norfolk and Southern's keister. And they're talking about, hey, you got to start cleaning this stuff up, and we've got to make sure that everything gets tested and everything's done correctly. So that's going to be interesting to see that transpire. A chemical spill, if that gets down into the watershed, that causes quite a problem. And then it doesn't dissipate that much. And what they did, they burned it off, which was a bad move. They could have just used a big super vac and vacced up the chemical and then cleaned up the ground without burning it, because burning it spread things over quite a distance. Well, anyhow, and had you gone to the University of Findlay hazmat school, the hazardous materials school, and graduated from there, you probably would have known that, because the University of Findlay is one of only a few hazardous materials schools that have a degree program for that. They even have a campus area for that. That's a whole separate campus. So we have associated costs with everything up in East Palestine. And a lot of people have been checking it out. Of course, our governor, DeWine, has been up there. We've had Pete Buttigieg suddenly show up. We've had senators up there. You know, they go in and they do a stand-up routine and say, well, I'm here to help and so forth. We want to find out what federal help is going to happen and what Norfolk Southern is going to do to correct all of the deficiencies. The one thing that I pointed out, and I kind of follow railroads from time to time, is that the railroads here in this country, I think, are behind the times. They don't put a lot of, well, they do put effort into maintenance because they still have to run the trains. But as far as technology, I think they're behind the times. You see, over in Europe, they have concrete ties. We have wood ties. They had continuously welded rails for a long time, and they have fantastic machinery to replace whole sections. I mean, the repair unit is probably about half a mile long, and they can just constantly repair and replace. I mean, it's fantastic to see one of those work, and you can check that out on YouTube. There are videos for that, and it's interesting to see the equipment and what they do. And here in the U.S., we still have wooden ties, and we have spikes that are driven in. They have different fasteners over in Europe. And I'll tell you what, I don't think that they have as many derailments in Europe as they do in the United States. And so many different things can cause a derailment. And it can run the cost up to fix things. And if you don't keep things under constant maintenance, you have a problem. It's just like your car. If you don't keep up your car by changing the oil and rotating the tires and checking the belts and everything else, well, then you have a problem. Something's going to go bad and you're going to have to replace it. And it's going to cost you big money, especially if you don't change your oil when it's supposed to be changed. And I'll tell you what, it's just costs. And the railroads here run to make a profit for their investors, and they have long hours for their maintenance crews and so forth, and things have to change. That's just my opinion. I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express one time, but that's not making me an engineer on a railroad. But I'll tell you what, our railroads are going to have some serious work done, not only on Norfolk Southern, but CSX and all the others. I mean, that's just what's going to have to happen. And that's going to take a big investment by the railroad and the federal government, because the feds are going to have to bail them out. Okay, that's going to be big money. Well, where's the money coming from? Taxpayers. Speaking of that, we have tax time coming up. Do you have all your tax documents together? I got a surprise this last week. One of my documents was late. You're supposed to have them by the end of February. Okay. This one was supposed to be in by the end of January, and they were late. So here causes a problem for the accountant that I have to use. And guess what? They had to reshuffle a few things because of it. So make sure you have all your documents together. If you're doing your own taxes and they're simple taxes, fine, but have all your documents together and organized. Because if they ask you for an audit from the IRS, then you have to produce all of that information and be able to back it up. And I don't know, we may be harassed by the IRS. They're adding more people and so forth. And I don't make that much. I'm in retirement. But I still have an accountant because there's something that I will overlook and it will cost me, and I hate to do that. Well, hey, one thing about the Trim Radio Network, you know, we've got different shows that we do. We've got the Bare Knuckles radio show. We've got Fishing in Florida with Rascala. We've got Money and Change. We've got the Red Pill Reality Show. Red Pill Reality Show. You take the blue pill or the red pill, and I told Rascala, I'll take the green pill. And he didn't know what I meant. Then he got it. And he sent me a laugh back on Facebook. Spiritual Freedom Show. It's on Take Point 22 radio show with Michael Bejas. You got to listen to the show. The Bright Life Show is on. And I'll tell you what, if you want to be a part of this radio network, it's real easy. Just contact us. Okay. And if you want to help support us, which is important, I don't get paid for doing the show. I don't want to be paid for doing the show. But I'll tell you what, you can shop and you can look at the merchandise, or like Michael likes to say, the merch. Get the merch. And you can get cups and all kinds of stuff. And that's reasonably priced too. So you just have to check out our merchandise on our show. Okay, now let's get into some stuff here because we've got a lot. If you check out our Money and Change / Financially Prepped page on Facebook, you can join. It's free to join. And we talked about a posting, and we'll get to it tonight, about Cloward and Piven are laughing all the way to the welfare agency. And this occurred, was posted by kyreco.org. And we'll get into that. There's a video from Dave Kobler on Boots on the Ground, and also Alaska Prepper. That's Rudy at Alaska Prepper. And he said, there's a possibility you could lose everything. So get food, water, gold, silver, whatever. And he's suggesting that. And that was according to an interview that he had with Martin Armstrong. And you never know. I mean, we can only guess what's going to happen, but it's not going to be good. And Dave Kobler was talking about, do not delay. Now is the time to start building your home improved fallout shelter. And he has a video on that and explaining all that kind of stuff. But I'll tell you what, you have to prep. Pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food. Make sure you have your medicines. Make sure that you have the appropriate clothing for the season that you're in. Make sure that, you know, you take care of what you need to take care of. Do you have Visqueen to put over your windows? That's that real thick, clear plastic. You need to do that. Make sure you have plenty of either heavy-duty masking tape or duct tape to do that. What happens if your glass breaks and there's no glass around? The plastic or the Visqueen is what you really need. Also, if you have any spare money and you want to invest in precious metals, look into it. I'm not going to tell you what company to use. I mean, you could use APMEX, you could use Kitco.com, Silver.com. I mean, there are a whole bunch of them out there. Just make sure that they're good, reputable dealers. If you want to get into gold, don't buy the bars. The 1 ounce coins are still going to be probably close to $1,900 for a 1 ounce. Buy the 10th ounce coins because you can barter with the 10th ounce coins. Also, silver is good. And the price on silver, it's a little scarce right now. So the price is going to be up there. And if you take a look at the precious metal dealers, like, for example, APMEX, and I'm not really pushing it, but right now, gold is up to $18.21.60. It went up $1.50 as we talked, which is about 0.8%. Silver is $21.09. It went up a penny. Platinum is at $927.30. It went up $2.40. Now, when you take a look at all of that, there are going to be handling fees and all kinds of stuff. Every place charges some type of a markup fee on it. And you might pay $20 over spot, which I just gave you the spot prices. So what you want to do is check into those. Make sure that the shipping is, I'll say, non-discrete. Now, if you're into Bitcoin and things like that, just remember, cryptocurrency, you can't hold it, you can't see it, you can't readily store it like you could precious metals. Bitcoin right now is at $23,490 for one Bitcoin. Ethernet is $1,637. And BNB is $308. SOL is at $23. And XRP is at 38 cents. And that's from Cointelegraph. Personally, if I can't physically hold it and store it and so forth, I don't want to mess with it. Excuse me. Oh, I'm just getting over this exposure to dust. I don't know what happened, but I was helping somebody work on something, and it was dust from a vent. And it had me down just about a week. I can still go around, but I was coughing like crazy. And that's why you'll always see me with a glass of water nearby. And also the mute button on the big microphone that I've got. Well, hey, China's central bank likely owns about 4,309 tons of gold, more than double of what was officially disclosed, according to Gainesville Coins. And that was Jan Nieuwenhuis. Talk about a name. Nieuwenhuijs. Hopefully I pronounced it right. Nieuwenhuis. Well, anyhow, the report said, according to his analysis, the Chinese central bank owned 4,309 tons of gold as of December 31st of 2022, which is more than double than what is officially disclosed. And he showed it in a chart. And China was ranked seventh. And on the mainland, it was 2,010.5 tons. And then all of a sudden, it shows the Republic of China at 4,309 tons. These are estimated. They have official and estimated. Some people are watching how much gold that they're buying. Well, they're selling a lot of stuff. They're making a lot of money, which is the opposite of what we're doing. We're not making a lot of money in the U.S. Everybody's trying to hold on, and we've got inflation and everything else. So they're watching how much gold that they actually purchased. Now, these are the reasons why the Bank of China doesn't buy gold on the exchange. And the bank wants to diversify its foreign exchange reserves worth more than $3 trillion at the time of the writing. By buying gold mainly with U.S. dollars. See, what they're trying to do is get rid of the U.S. dollars. A lot of people are getting rid of the U.S. dollar. Iraq is no longer dealing in U.S. dollars. They're trading in yuan, which is, or yuan renminbi, which is Chinese. And he also goes on, he says, you know, we'll see that the Bank of China prefers to buy gold covertly. And if it buys gold abroad with U.S. dollars, the monetary gold is exempt from being reported in international customs data. Gold on the SGE, and I believe that's a silver gold exchange, often trades at a premium. And they will go ahead and buy it through proxy banks, according to the report. Oh, it's the Shanghai Gold Exchange. I'm sorry. It's Shanghai Gold Exchange. They're getting prepared for what I can't really say. Okay. But they are getting prepared. And I think the problem of it is they're being very pragmatic about it. They're making sure that when they purchase gold and silver and so forth, and they stock it, they're doing it kind of covertly to build up their inventory. Nobody's ever done an audit on Fort Knox since I think it's the 1950s. And they've then, even then, only select people were allowed in. So it would be interesting to see how much gold the US actually has. I mean, if we went to Fort Knox now and we opened up the door and you'd see a bunch of cobwebs and a spider going, "Hey, I'm lonely in here," I would worry. Okay. I would really worry. But you can also take a look at the national debt clock. And the national debt clock right now, we are 31,581 billion, 403 million dollars and climbing as we talk, which is the debt per citizens at $94,412, and the debt per taxpayer is at $246,867. Now, the revenue that they're taking in at the feds is about 4,800 or 610. Billion 211 million and climbing. Gee, if we spent like the federal government, meaning you and I, well, even Michael Bayhaus, if we were spending like the federal government and we'd be that far in debt, I think we'd be in jail. It's kind of scary. But the feds can do whatever they want. I was involved in a project one time in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I won't name other names that I know in the feds there, but they needed a special drain for a remodel that we were doing and moving to a different floor in the big building, the big federal building. And I said, "Guys, you don't have any drains, and we need specific drains certain places." They said, "Don't worry, we'll take care of it. We're the feds, we can do anything." Exact quote. So they took out two parking spaces in the basement, put in a big tank, and everything drained into the tank. And then they had a truck that came in once a week or whatever, and they drained the tank. They're the feds, they can do anything that they want. And that's scary. You know, you got rules and regulations, and they have to follow some, but some things that they can get away with doing, they get away with doing because it's a federal location. For example, if you went to a federal building and you were there, and the police came or the fire department came to go into that federal building, they have to have approval. And it's the Federal Protective Service that gives that approval because it's a federal location. It's kind of interesting. You need to check up on what can be done on a federal location, what you can and cannot do. It's really interesting. Well, anyhow, is Switzerland about to become the first country to outlaw a cashless society? Well, according to Nick Corbishley at nakedcapitalism.com, he says, as in neighboring Germany and Austria, cash is still king in Switzerland, albeit a much diminished one. But the Swiss will soon have the chance to vote on whether to preserve notes and coins indefinitely. And this is a rare positive news story that, perhaps unsurprisingly, has received next to no attention beyond the Swiss borders. And as far as Nick can tell, none of the legacy media in the US, UK, France, Germany, or Spain have said anything about it. The one thing that you have to understand about the Swiss have cantons, C-A-N-T-O-N. People here in Ohio say, oh, that's Canton. Canton, that's up by Cleveland. Anyhow, the cantons, or the states, basically have a lot of power. And if your representative from the canton doesn't like what's going on, you're violating law, they will tell you to get out or cease and desist or whatever. They did that to the Bilderbergs. So, you know, they're going to have a vote. And they're probably still going to keep the Swiss franc and the coins that go with it. But it's up to the Swiss. They could go cashless. They could be just like Switzerland. Or not Switzerland, I'm sorry, Sweden. But then Sweden has a lot of problems going cashless. A lot of the older people still have money, regular coins and bills. And cashless, you're giving away your sovereignty is what you're doing. Here's one thing that we remember. We talked about the central bank digital coins or digital currencies called the CBDCs. Once the country goes to a CBDC, digital coin, they can control your money. Oh, they ain't going to touch my money. No, sir, I got it all locked up. No, they can do that. And it would be through either the central bank, meaning the treasury, or it could go through the FDIC, the Fed. And once they do that, they control your money. They know how much you're spending. If you went out and got a brand new car, guess what? They'd be able to say, oh, yeah, you paid $35,000 for a little piece of junk. Well, how'd you find out? Well, we issued the money. It's all digital. Oh, you went to the grocery store. Oh, hey, you're a political activist. We don't want you getting any more money because you don't follow the party line or whatever. And so they cancel it. It can happen. It's happened in other countries. There was an article that came out, Nick Gambruno from the internationalman.com, how to resist CBDCs, five ways you can opt out of this dystopian future. And he says, there's an excellent chance governments worldwide will soon force their citizens to use the central bank digital currencies. The CBDCs enable all sorts of horrible totalitarian things. They allow governments to track and control every penny you earn, save, and spend. They are a powerful tool for politicians to confiscate and redistribute the wealth as they see fit. Confiscate, the three words I see here, politicians, confiscate, and redistribute. Isn't that like socialism? And they always say that socialism doesn't work. Well, according to Nick's report, the CBDC will make it possible for central banks to impose deeply negative interest rates, probably using it as in a term used as a bail-in. Because once you give the bank your money, it's the bank's money. Read the fine print. That's what's scary. You deposit $10,000 in the bank, read the fine print. It's theirs to use and invest and so forth. And then when you want it, theoretically, they give it all back. But if you went into the bank and say, well, I need $5,000 right now, and here's a check for it, some banks would say, well, you'll have to come back tomorrow because we don't have the money for it. Oh, you don't have money? And I have money in this bank? I want my money. Well, you'll have to come back tomorrow and talk to a manager or whatever. Well, how about $10,000 for a construction project or whatever. Oh, we'll give you a check. You give that check to the company, but we're not going to give you the money. Just a piece of paper. They're trading paper. And that's what's scary, but they won't give you cash if you walked in. And the CBDC, according to Nick, he says, will enable devious social engineering by allowing governments to punish and reward people in ways they previously couldn't. Vote my way and you'll get your money. You don't vote my way, guess what? You ain't gonna get no money. That's what's scary about it. And he says, undoubtedly, CBDCs will be paired with a sort of social credit system. Gee, like China? I mean, they're already coming out with a face identification system that they want to use for TSA at the airports. And I saw that posted, I think it was Thursday. They're going to try to do that to speed up the line of people going through. Oh, guess what? You didn't pay your traffic ticket 2 years ago, and you want to fly to Los Angeles? Sorry. Step over here. We need to talk to you. Of course, those pictures don't exactly work. They've had some problems. The one good thing that he says, the good news is that the CBDCs are destined to fail. And he says it's doubtful the CBDCs can save otherwise fundamentally unsound currencies. And I believe all fiat currencies are. Well, what would you do? How would you take care of it? Step one, use physical gold and silver. That's what he's saying, physical gold and silver. Also, because see, that's concrete. Physical gold and silver is concrete. You want to have that in your possession, if at all possible. Always, like I said, keep money at home if you can for an emergency. Obtain financial sovereignty with Bitcoin. He's saying Bitcoin. Well, I don't know about that, because they could outlaw Bitcoin. Gold and silver, everybody takes it. Get organized locally is step number three. Know the people in your local community. If you avoid CBDCs, many of the conveniences of society will become unavailable. So you'll have to find a way to do things. And he talks about the Amish, and he says they're incredibly successful. He says, I'm not saying that you must go 100% Amish to avoid CBDCs, but we can learn how their societies work outside the traditional system and emulate the areas that make sense in all our local communities. Speaking of the Amish, up in East Palestine, up in the area, that's Columbiana County, and I think to the south is Holmes County. And Holmes County is the Amish community in Ohio. So they may be affected somewhat. Step four, exchange value for value. And with CBDCs, governments will have perverted the money from a technology thing that facilitates economic exchange into a tool of enslavement. So you could exchange services for something of value. Trade, in other words, barter is another term. Step five is become a prepper. To minimize the inconvenience of barter, it's ideal to become as self-sufficient in as many areas as possible. Do you know how to grow food? Check out Deep South Homestead, because they'll tell you how. They'll tell you about high tunnels and what type of crops to grow. I'm planning on doing heirloom food this summer. I don't have a lot of room. And I'm not going to dig up the yard unless it's absolutely necessary, but I do have planters, and I'm planning on using heirloom tomatoes, heirloom cucumbers, the different styles and so forth, onions, things like that. But it's heirloom. Why? Because you use the seeds from the things that you harvest, dry them out, and use them the next year. I mean, right now I'm saving no heat jalapeno pepper seeds from this last year's crop. And I want to plant them and then use them again. It's great flavor, but no heat. And that's good stuff. I even gave some seeds to Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens. And he's going to plant them in his greenhouse. Well, what happens if we go to the CBDCs? It's totalitarian control. And that's why you want to have a little gold and silver on hand. Platinum, too, if you can get it. And platinum's good. It almost looks like silver in a way, but take a look at it. There was a report, Alex Phillips at Newsweek.com, the Ohio Train Manifest reveals full list of chemicals related for derailment. And you've got phosgene and hydrogen chloride into the atmosphere. Oh yeah, you'd be really messed up there. And there's going to be class action lawsuits on the stuff on the toxic substances. That's with any rail spill, any truck spill, whatever. You're going to have problems with pollution. And hey, speaking of other things on pollution, what causes pollution in the ocean? We're going to talk about that, I think, Wednesday night. I'm going to put that aside for Wednesday, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Well, hey, before we leave, here's how I'm adjusting to lower income and higher prices. You go to the grocery store. I don't care if you go to Aldi's, you go to Sam's Club, you go to Wally World, you go to Kroger's. What's the other one? Teeter, Harris on the East Coast, or Myers, Fred Myers on the West Coast, and so forth. Everything's costing more. It's going higher and higher and higher, and your wallet is getting thinner and thinner and thinner. Years ago, like in going up to the University of Findlay, I thought, hey, we're going to see a basketball game. I get my special free discount to go into the games. And okay, we're going to get popcorn, we're going to get something to drink, yada, yada, yada. And next thing before the game, we had to go to a sub place, get something to eat prior to the game. And as that adds up, that's about $30 by the time we got done. And then we turn around and we say, okay, now we're going to go find some place to eat dinner. And it couldn't be in Findlay because traffic and so forth. By the time we got out of the game, I drove all the way down to Lima to the south, and I'm looking around, and boy, I couldn't find anything that was empty. Every place was packed. It was just too late. And so we drove farther south. Drove, yeah, that's a new word. And we drove farther south, and I stopped off in a town called Sidney, Ohio, and we went to a Denny's. And by the time I got out of Denny's, it was like $39 and something. I didn't eat all of that, but the friend that was with me decides at the last minute, oh, how much is the pie? And I'm thinking, oh my God, no, don't get the pie. And it's $7 for a whole pie. She says, I don't want the whole pie. I just want the piece of pie. Oh, that's $3.95. And I figured it up when I got home. Gas going up, gas coming back, and everything included. That was $100. And some people say, oh, that's just today's prices. Hey, $100 is $100. Some people go out, oh, I spent $500 to go to this one ball game in Cincinnati or whatever. I'm sorry. I'm not a tightwad, but to blow $100 in an afternoon, it's nothing tangible there. Popcorn gets expensive, you know. Well, how do you adjust to lower income and higher prices? Well, Amy Allen put out something and it said, I lost a third of my income over the past few years. And the past few years have been years of adjustment for her. She said, I lost client representing one third of my income during COVID. And my lying eyes tell me that prices are up a good 20% on grocery items. So she lost a third of her income. So she says, here are some ways for replacing lost income. You can find jobs writing blog posts and doing things working out of the house, in addition to what you're normally doing. Cut back on your budget. Gee, do you have a budget? You should. If you don't have a budget, you better start one. Make a list of everything that you're spending out and the income that's coming in. Take the income that's coming in minus what you're paying out, and you better be in the positive. That includes utilities, everything, gasoline, meals. I mean, work it all the way down. So know what you have at the end of the month. But cut back on your budget. So getting the fancy soaps, she said she went back to Ivory soap. Go for the free things and see if they're giving out freebies at Sam's. Oh, I used to love to go to Sam's and go and taste the freebies. And you could go back several times, and after a while they give you a dirty look. But you know, if you like something, it tastes really good, you know, something you can try. Also, you know, you want to watch how you spend your money in the store. Can you grow food? She said she even grew mushrooms. I knew politicians that grew mushrooms. Oh, that just dropped out of head. Everything's falling apart around here. There are many ways to repurpose household items to use, except for cameras that go bad. And then get out of debt. You have to adjust to the conditions. If you don't, you get burned. And I'll tell you what, guys, it's scary. We're going to have a situation where if you haven't bought extra canned goods, extra baking supplies, long-term foods, freeze-dried or other types of long-term food. I don't care if you get it from emergency essentials or you get it from other freeze-dried places. You could contact the Provident. Oh, it's out in Utah. With the Mormons, they have certain select items that you can buy direct from them. Just do not use anything associated with Walmart. That for some reason their credit cards don't fly. But what you want to do is to make sure that you have things built up. And I'm not saying everything's going to come to an end. Cliff High, HIGH. He's an actuarian, and he said statistics are showing that the world is going to have a financial crisis either in 4 weeks or it could be in the middle of June. Well, I don't want to get panicky, you know, because you prep a little bit each week, spend an extra $5, an extra $10. And you adjust your budget to do that. Canned goods are good, as long as they're not bulging or leaking. Okay, that's the caveat for that. But buy food and start stocking up on it. Start saving things because you're going to need them. And save up some popcorn so you can listen to us on My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, because we'll have a lot of good things. Anyhow, Michael, that's all I have. I gave a plug for all the shows.
Awesome.
And especially Rusty Duck's custom pens.
Absolutely. Incredible stuff. Just incredible. Well, with that, folks, I'll tell you what. We are out of here. We will see you on Tuesday night. We have a guest on Take Point 22. Don't forget about that. And I'll tell you what, she is absolutely.
Do I know that guest?
Yes, you do. That is Val.
The famous Val.
That's right.
V-A-L. Okay.
Yep. We you know what? I'll tell you what. She's going to be absolutely wonderful. So what a wonderful family they are. And very blessed. Served our country. Heroes. Okay. And I've just got to tell you, I am in awe of them. And they've been through a lot. And they're trying to make it better for all of us. For all of us veterans. So listen into the show. That comes on at 8 o'clock. And I think that you'll find that very enjoyable. So make sure you tune in to Take Point 22 at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. And don't forget about Live, Laugh, or Whatever on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. So we will enjoy that. We've got great shows on. So with that, we are out of here. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. And we will talk to you later.
See ya.